This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Without doubt, our favorite time of week, 9:09. We get to talk eating and drinking with Ian McNulty. Then we got some weekend winners from JR. JR on a roll with his free picks that he gives on air, and I cashed in. Whoopsie. I cashed in the last 2 weeks on both of them. Last week was the over in the Indiana-UCLA game. So keep listening for that. I'm going to tell you what. Of course, nobody's 100%, but JR's been killing it. Ian McNulty, who was last week deeply immersed in deep graw, I'm guessing. How you doing, Ian McNulty?
I am great, Tommy, and great to be back with you. Yeah, it was quite the carnival time. It was long. It was wonderful while it was, and it was the that on Tuesday, Mardi Gras prevailed, you know, for it all, that we found a way. So it was great. But great to be on the other side. And I know that I did it up properly because when Tuesday late afternoon rolled around, I was ready for not just the day, but for carnival to be over.
It was a long season. You know, I mean, I think March 19th is the latest it can be. So it was March 4th. Maybe March. I might have that date wrong. You know what I wanted to ask you about? I lived here all my life, right? And things change. And I saw Friday referred to as Locals Friday in the Quarter. I don't know if that's a relatively new thing or not. I know it had become big, but tell me about the history of that, because you're a bon vivant. You're a man about town.
Well, actually, I dug into it this year. And there's a story on NOLA.com that I did about it last week regrettably we couldn't talk about because I was off gallivanting on Friday for that day. But it basically, what I've noticed, it kind of explains this in the story, is a lot of restaurants have embraced this idea of Friday gras. Now, that term itself has stirred up a lot of debate about what it should be called. Is it Locals Friday? Is it just the Friday before Mardi Gras? Mm-hmm. Is it, apologies to my French teacher, Vendredi Gras? Is, you know, in the style of Lundi Gras? Is it just Friday? I mean, give me a break. Do we need to name everything? Mm-hmm. or is it, Hermes Friday, Crudités Friday? Well, the restaurants have decided that there's a lot of people who just want to go out and party and kick off a weekend that basically lasts until Ash Wednesday. And they have embraced this with deals, with special, you know, people buying out entire dining rooms, with special brunches, restaurants that rarely open for lunch, opening for that Friday lunch in particular, and really doing it up. And what you see is really, locals kind of flooding the quarter, possibly before a lot of tourists arrive for the weekend. And the roots of it, I think, will certainly indisputably go back to the old line crews that have typically by tradition, nothing's typical, it's always by tradition with the Old Line crews, taken over certain restaurants, certain Old Line French Creole restaurants, for their luncheons before their parades or in the week leading up to Mardi Gras. So Antoine's is basically the peak of this. Antoine's is deeply entwined with carnival culture. So Rex does its enormous luncheon there on Wednesday. Hermes is there on Friday before its parade that night. I think it's Proteus on Monday. Each of these luncheons seats like 1,000 people, and there's overflow to other restaurants from mm-hmm. people affiliated with those crews, spouses, and other people. If there's not enough room for every single person in the restaurant. And so that Friday in particular, with Hermes taking over Antoine's and all the spillover and just the festive scene, it kind of set the stage. And a lot of other Old Line restaurants have riffed on that. I mean, Galatoire's at this point, for many years, has auctioned off the tables in its dining room for that Friday before Mardi Gras, to the highest bidder because the demand to get in is so high. They just decided to turn the craze into a charity. They give all the money, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to charities for it. But so what you're seeing is other restaurants that are not so deeply part of the custom and tradition, picking it up for everyday folks, right? Like, you're not getting into Antoine's on the Friday before Mardi Gras unless you happen to somehow, pierce the societal veil of the crew of Hermes. It's the Friday Gras tradition for everyone else. And so in the quarter, you see people just dolled up. Some people, guys in suits, but lots of people in costumes and glitter and flair. And so much more modern restaurants, newer restaurants, restaurants in different parts of town have embraced that too. And so I would say if that sounds like fun to you, and it was fun for me going out and about that Friday, it really was, probably now is not a bad time to start planning for the earlier Mardi Gras coming up. And I'm serious because that's how far out some of these things are planned. And so the Quench Quarter really comes to life with all these private parties and with people kind of doing it up on their own terms, with that realization that you can have your own private party with a festive six-top or an eight-top or a four-top or a two-top if the two of you are crazy enough at these restaurants, just if you bring the right spirit. And on the Friday before Mardi Gras, whatever we're calling it, it's easy to get into that spirit. So, yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, the auction last year at Galatoire's, I see your article there, brought in $284,000, eight top, or table for eight, going for $22,000. And I saw as I was going home last week, a lot of young ladies dressed with the, I guess, smaller hats on their heads or whatever it is, making it a fashion occasion. But this is not just the French Quarter. And it's interesting that I should ask you about this. I didn't know you had written an article about it. But it does seem as though this is getting bigger and bigger each year, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the tradition is the tradition. Those things are set like into perpetuity. I think as long as New Orleans can keep the water at bay, people are going to be going to their traditional tables at Antoine's, Nip Brennan's, and such, forever. So, but it's interesting for people who sound like who hear this and think that sounds like a good time. I'm not working on Friday before Mardi Gras. I'm gonna do it up, spackle on some glitter and, button up the bustier and then go join the party, is these other newer restaurants that are setting the stage for it. And I think that's really fun. I think it expands, broadens, and kind of makes the tradition a little more egalitarian. And that reflects Mardi Gras in general because, it's no longer just the Old Line crews that you have to sort of have a bloodline or the right marriage connection to get into, with newer crews, more marching groups, dance troops, all the other auxiliary elements that join the Mardi Gras processions. And then, those people have their own clubs and crews and societies, and it's a different vibe on the same theme that is Carnival in New Orleans, and that's why it's so increasingly beautiful, I think, of Mardi Gras, because there's so many more access points. And of course, our restaurants and our bars are the stage for a lot of that. Just like the streets are the stage for the parades, the restaurants and bars are sort of the galleries for the pre-parties and such.
Get a couple of different texts here. My friends and I have been lunching in the French Quarter Friday before Mardi Gras for like 7 years. Best day. So much fun. Very local. Everybody dresses up. And I don't think they mean in costume. I think they mean dresses up like How do you say that word?
Yeah, putting on the Ritz. I think it's both, though, Tommy. And that's Mardi Gras, isn't it? It's the traditional and the absurd. It's the formal and the spectacular next to each other. And that's one thing I love about Mardi Gras. You know, it doesn't happen without the framework that the old line traditional crews set up and maintain. And it just wouldn't be as much fun if it wasn't for the impromptu sort of street theater of people just dressing up to entertain and be delightful to each other and have a great time in our city the way we do it. You know, I heard a great analogy recently that, the Super Bowl was a party that we threw for other people and we really, weren't invited to it. Whereas Mardi Gras is the party we always throw for ourselves. And that's what it felt like throughout the streets. And I'm a big fan of what New Orleans did for Super Bowl this year, by the way. But as far as just making it your own and joining the party, Mardi Gras is just as easy as joining in the spirit and getting out there. And again, hats off to our restaurants and bars who, when everyone else is in party mode, they're partying a bit too, but they're working really hard and they're opening up those hospitality spaces that give so much character and framework for it all.
For Super Bowl, we kind of Airbnb the city out is what we do.
It was like this giant bubble of people with all the money in the world kind of descended like Glenda the Witch of the East in a bubble and landed in New Orleans with all their toys and their yachts and their helicopters and then took off to do that wherever they do that next for the next big thing. But
real quick, I know they got some other stuff you want to talk about. We could take a break. But before we do, I wanted to ask you about with Friday Gras, and I know you got Commander's Palace, I think, mentioned in your story. Is this spreading to other restaurants outside of the quarter? And secondly, when it comes to Mardi Gras, do upper-end restaurants really experience is it a good time of year for them or not?
I'll take those in reverse order. Yeah, right. It's a great time. It throws off the rhythms, of course. If you're in the box, if you're out of the box, those are all giant considerations for it. But generally, I mean, the town's packed with people, and lunches are really big before the nighttime parades. It's private parties. It's a lot of bookings. It's a carnival of cashing in for sure. Not universal, you know. It depends where you are, of course. Much like the Super Bowl experience. But to the first part of that, a big point of it is expanding from the French Quarter. Ralph's in the Park, Mid-City has a huge day with it. Commanders, you mentioned, I'm seeing places in the Warehouse District, and I predict it'll spread more and more. Like Le Petit Grocery, for instance, their sister restaurant, Justine, the French Quarter, completely booked with a private party every year for that Friday Gras, whereas Le Petit Grocery up on Magazine Street, just a block off the route in the box, is more like people who just want to go out and have their own festive lunch with that four top or six top I talked about and kind of, do a crew of one's own, and that's the spirit of Mardi Gras. You just make it your own, come in with the right attitude, maybe a little flair, do it up, order a couple more bottles of wine than you usually would at lunch, and don't go back to the office.
The attitude. And I also noticed it seemed like some local people staying at hotels with this Friday Gras. I know they got other stuff to talk about. We'll get to it when we come back talking to Ian McNulty, eating and drinking. Y'all got any questions? 504-260-1870. Somebody corrected me. I said March 19th. That seemed kind of late. March 9th is the latest that Mardi Gras can possibly be. Thank you for that. I think next year it's February 17th, so it's going to be a shorter period. More with Ian McNulty when we return here on WWL. 927.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Been back with Ian McNulty talking, eating and drinking. We've already looked back and covered Friday Gras. What happens now, Ian, in the restaurant industry? What's got your attention?
Oh, well, I've got two very different restaurants for you that I wrote up this week they've been on my mind for a while, and I wanted to wait until Mardi Gras haze cleared to kind of put them on people's radar, but they definitely should be. These places on paper couldn't be more different, but they're both excellent. One of them is in Metairie. It's called Dr. Jones. And Tommy, this is what happens when two chefs leave the fine dining world and decide to basically open a diner and start out with a pretty basic menu, but just start doing their chefly things. And before you know it, they've got a really different, interesting spot on their hands. Dr. Jones is on Vets. It was once Yakuza House. People with long memories will know it was Giovanni's Po' Boys back in the day. It's by Majoria Drugs. It's a tiny, tiny little storefront. Just open for lunch, dinner one night a week, Saturday. It's a BYOB kind of place. And this sounds like BYOB. You just described it as a diner. Yeah, but it's a bit of both. It's a bit of a diner. It's a bit of fine dining. It's easy. It's affordable. It's fun. It's a couple chefs who came out of the Donald Link restaurant group, Herb Saint and Koshan, respectively. They each ran the kitchens there for a time. And it's dishes that taste like New Orleans cooking, but not like you're making at home. Not your standard at all. A little bit of Vietnamese in there, because that's very New Orleans now. And a gumbo. I'll just describe the gumbo, okay? It's a chicken andouille gumbo. But to make it, they're roasting the tomatoes and the okra overnight. That adds umami. There's dried scallops and shrimp in the gumbo that you cannot see. And I tell you, I could not distinctively taste it. It wasn't like this is scallop gumbo. Mm-hmm. But that dried shellfish just explodes with umami once it hits the roux. And there's even these Haitian black mushrooms called John John that, again, you're not eating this thinking, oh, that's a Haitian black mushroom. This is a mushroom gumbo. It's a chicken andouille gumbo that just has a roux that pulses with flavor because of all the little chefly tricks they put into it long before you ordered it. And that kind of sets the stage for the whole menu. Tiny place, 20 seats, a little diner counter with an open kitchen, two chefs and a cook and maybe one waiter working the place. Dr. Jones, check out photos on my Instagram at Ian McNulty Nola and the stories on NOLA.com.
And where is the restaurant, Ian?
Veterans, I want to say 1325 off the top of my head, but
addresses mean nothing. What's it next to?
Right. It's next to Majoria Drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, between Martin's and Dorniak's, if you're stopping for BYOB. Now, the other place, I know we're going to be quick here, the other place is Deep Uptown. So we're going from Vets in Metairie to Deep Uptown. Mm-hmm. Gautreaux's restaurant, right? It's been there forever.
Right.
Beloved place, uptown institution, kind of on a footing with Clancy's, that kind of thing. Right next door to it, the Gautreaux's people opened a new lounge. It's called Avenue, or is it Avegno, like our city health director? It's properly pronounced Avenue or close to that, but I have a feeling, will it survive New Orleans pronunciation? Mosca's, Damascus, I'm putting my money on New Orleans pronunciation. But anyway, Avenue is a gorgeous little jewel box of a lounge that feels like you're stepping off of Sonnet Street and into a little piece of Paris. It's a sister to Gautreaux's, but it's very different, approach to the wine list, to the menu. It's a bar. It's essentially a wine bar with a really nice menu. And again, check out pictures again on my Instagram, Ian McNulty Nola, and the full write up on NOLA.com. But it is this little piece of elegance that is there for you if you're heading out to a special at night on the town. You want to start with a touch of class, or you're all dolled up and you don't want the night to end, or you're having dinner at Gautreaux's and you decide you want a pre dinner drink, a post dinner drink, or maybe both. You know, the one block date night with its own encore, that's a possibility. But you come in there, you're going to find a wine list with a lot of glass, a lot of wines by the glass, a lot of half bottles, which is really nice touch for those kind of pre and post dinner visits when you don't want a full bottle, and food like French onion soup, fine French ham, very similar to jamon or prosciutto, oysters, fondue, cheese boards. You can make a meal of it. You can have a couple snacks. Boudin noir, the blood sausage, the black boudin. Fabulous. So a really interesting menu that you could build a dinner around for sure, but it's also there to stop in, have a glass of wine, a cocktail, and a snack. And again, it's called Avenue. It's right next door to Gautreaux's and is the sister concept from the same owners.
Would it be analogous to like, and I'm not trying to compare anything, but just like a Delicious kind of thing? Because what I'm thinking, Ian, is a lot of people, you know, maybe with weight loss, drugs, whatever, are eating less. And if you're looking for something lighter and a nice drink or a nice glass of wine, seems like it'd be the perfect place for that.
Delicious is always a good call. I'm calling.
No, I'm talking about your place. Talking about a Avenue.
Yes, yeah, no, but Avenue is more analogous to Lillette with Bologna Tavern right next door. So think about that comp. Lillette is the full-on bistro. Bologna Tavern is, I would say, more about cocktails than wine, but, you know, a lounge menu, a lounge feel, a big bar. Avenue is sort of like more like the wine bar sister to Gautreaux's in that respect, and they're right next door to each other. I mean, it's like boom, boom, right there. Yeah, and you can have a lighter meal there. I mean, I the food is would not call any of the food light necessarily, beyond the oysters. But if you're having, you know, fewer courses, if you're not sitting down to a textbook size slab of lasagna, of which I am a fan.
Sure.
These are smaller dishes and things you might share rather than having your traditional, you know, three-course meal with leftovers boxed up for later.
Somebody texted in a question, simply patois.
Yeah, patois. Hey, we're talking about the New Orleans patois of Avenue Avignon. Patois is fantastic. Maybe the cue for that was mentioning Clancy's, because patois is sort of like the more modern bistro just up the street from Clancy's. Again, another very deep uptown kind of find, not along a major avenue or street. You got to know it's back there. It's by City Park. It's on Webster Street, I want to say. But Erin Burgau opened that. It was part of the class of restaurants that emerged right after Hurricane Katrina, you know, when New Orleans was starting to get its groove back in, I want to say, 2008 or so. And it's been rolling ever since. It still feels like a very modern restaurant. It has some kind of greatest hits that are always on the menu. The fish almondine there is just first class, and it's fantastic. But it's really more about some of the more creative dishes coming out of the kitchen around it. And whenever I drive by there, I'm just thinking about those lamb ribs that they often do. Great. Nice cocktails, too. And it's one of those upscale neighborhood spots, right? I have friends who live nearby, and that's their, like, kind of pop in on a Thursday night kind of a place. But it's definitely worthy for a reservation date night destination.
Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always. Sir, all you got to do is Google Ian McNulty or search it on whatever search engine. You can find everything you need to know about eating and drinking. A pleasure as always. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Tommy. I missed you last week. Bye.
Me too. Happy eating, happy drinking. But I know you had a good time wherever you were. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to JR from Taking Vegas. See what's going on with March Madness and more when we return. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Let's look at traffic. 41:19 till 10. Time to talk to JR from Taking Vegas. JR, last week, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Basketball Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday to you. I'm so anxious to get to you. Last week, you gave us Purdue UCLA free pick on air. You said it wasn't sexy. You know what? It was sexy because it hit and it was awesome. Previous week, I forgot what the pick was. It was free. It hit. You're on fire with your on-air picks. Nobody's 100%. What was it, Tim? And anyway, let's talk about you.
That was the one where you said you were walking by the casino and you were like, you know what? I remember JR gave me this.
Exactly. I forgot what it was because I write them down and I make the bets and all I do is collect the tickets and I don't care who's playing who. None of that matters, and that goes to the nature of what you do. You can't bet with your heart. You can't bet with your head. You can't really care about who's playing. All you have to do is go by the numbers and the analysis, right?
You have to. And, you know, we got a word for that here. And it really does. Like, there's one particular team this year that stung us multiple times. But we don't care. The information is what it is. And when it spits out what it spits out, we're going to run with it, period, right? So, you know, we have a saying here. We're soulless. When it comes to the games, if you're not soulless, like emotionless, you're going to get eaten up, spit out, chewed up 1,000 times over again. So,
betting against the team that you want emotionally to win, because it's not about that. It's about what the numbers show.
Correct. Yeah, you can't, like, if during football season, we know that the majority of people in the New Orleans area are all betting the Saints. And that worked for you the first 2 weeks of the year. Thereafter, you got smashed. You got put into a meat grinder. You don't want to be doing that, okay? You really got to look at this. Take a step back. Allow the numbers to speak to you. And what I mean by that is do some homework, okay? If you're going to do it on your own, you got to dig in. You got to look at things that make sense. And I'm not just talking about line movements, and I'm not just talking about matchups, but you got to look at height differentials. You got to look at speed differentials. There's so much that you got to look at that if you're not, you know, truly tuned in, then it is hard to win, man. There's a reason 90% of people lose on their own betting. And there's a lot of guys that actually have a winning record but still lose money because their management is terrible. So let's start this off right, okay? 2 weeks in a row, I told you to text in for the NBA game of the week, and 2 weeks in a row, they were complete and utter blowout winners. Last week, gave you another huge blowout with Denver. The week before was a huge blowout, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who beat up on the New York Knicks. We're doing it again today. So get my NBA game of the week right now. It is absolutely free. There's no strings attached, and you can get it via text message. Text the word WIN to the number 545454. Let me give you the NBA game of the week for free. That's the most exciting game on the board tonight. And guys, we've got obviously a lot of the smaller conferences have started, like the Horizon League with their conference tournament. But midweek, we've got SEC. We've got Big 12. We've got a lot happening this upcoming week. And it's the lead up, of course, into Selection Sunday, which I'm going to be in Vegas for the first and second round, as I am every year. I'm already booked first class, ready to go. So I want to make you guys a nice big score during the conference tournaments for the lead up into the big dance. So do yourself a favor. Let me give you a big blowout yet again tonight, my NBA game of the week, absolutely free. You get it via text message. Text the word WIN to the number 545454. Let me get you set up.
Tell me about managing your budget and your money and your bankroll, because you don't want to go crazy all with the conference championships, right?
Sure. Right. Well, and this is one of the reasons why I think it's so important to have somebody with some experience and who has done this 1,000 times and understands how to win at a high level. Right. That's dealing with an expert, somebody like myself who's been in this and you know, has really looked at every angle for over 30 years in the industry. So what I'm going to say, percentages count. So when it comes to your bankroll, you know, don't just jump out there and be betting 20 or 30% of the money that you have already saved up to get you through the next 30 days of what's going to be very chaotic and fun, and put it into one game. So take a chunk of whatever it is that you're working with. Let's just say your bankroll, for argument's sake, is $3,000 or $5,000 to keep the numbers simple. Don't use more than 20% on all of the conference tournaments combined. Don't go playing $500 a game, 10% of your bankroll, because it sounds good. You want to take $1,000 of that $5,000 and dedicate it to just, you know, the first, let's say, 2 days of the conference tournaments. And you could change your unit day by day. But when you're running into it, don't go in for more than a certain percentage of your overall bankroll. Now, when you get into the dance, we do break it down by day, percentage of bankroll by day. And I try to raise the unit each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, again, if you have no experience in strategy and you have an idea of how to win, and you know, or if you're a guy that, you know, is great with strategy but can't win, you might have one, you might not have the other. Let me help you. I mean, this is where we excel. This is where we're going to make the biggest score of the year for our clientele, and I want to show you how to do it right, and that's one of the reasons why we give out the free play. I know my reputation is on the line every time I give out a free play. So we want to make sure not only that we win, but I want to get you hooked in, because quite frankly, guys, once you're doing, you know, at a high level with a real company that understands all this from every angle, you're never going to want to not only pick games on your own, but you're sure not going to want to figure out strategy. strategy. So text the word win right now to 545454. I'll start you off with a blowout tonight in the NBA for free, no strings attached. And after you get in with us, maybe you want to sign up and get involved for something very small. I mean, you can get in with us right now for $99 just to test the waters, and then it, you know, takes off from there. So again, text win to 545454.
What you're talking about is in a way, multiples, mathematical progressions. It's all about the math, and that's what you do. And you started on Wall Street. I know people sometimes take umbrage at this, but really what you're doing is that not that much difference than speculating on stocks or anything, is it?
No, in fact, I've done, like you just said, I was a money manager. I was a fiduciary for many years. I owned a brokerage back in the late 90s, and I loved it. It wasn't something I disliked. It was just, I enjoyed the sports a lot more, and I was making much more money still doing my side gig with the sports on the weekends with far less regulation at the time. Now, of course, it's legal everywhere, but, I mean, we were just taking advantage of point spreads all over the country. You had different books all over the place, and, you know, it was so much easier than it is today. Now, don't get me wrong, it's easier to move more money today, right? There is way, way more money on the table, you know, these days than there was even just 10 years ago. And it's a lot easier to get it done, to get money in, but now you got to spread it out because there's not as much competition in the sportsbook arena today that there was when it was spread out with Uncle Vinny's all over the country and with, you know, people betting overseas and a thousand ways different, you know, to be able to get their money. And now it's just these 5 to 10 different sportsbooks. Some states only, like Florida, there's only one book in Florida. They have exclusivity for 30 years. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. So the books get to dictate not only the point spreads, but also what they're going to take. Okay, so they can start limiting the people that are winning. And that's why this is the forever chase for a guy like me trying to continuously find new players to get involved to make more money, you know, before they're limited and I got to find somebody else and find someone else and find someone else. At the same time, liquidity is jumping through the roof because there's more people betting. So therefore, there's more money to be made. It's crazy.
Quick word, if you will, about betting your hunches and parlays?
Well, I mean, that's what the books want you to do. You never want to do what the books want you to do. They're your competition. There's a reason they advertise, you know, like that guy we talked about this one before with his head in the popcorn bowl, Buffalo, you know, bet your hunch. That's stupidity. I mean, if you're not looking at don't get me wrong. Listen, if you're going to bet $5 on a 16 parlay, have at it.
That's not real
money.
Same
thing as going and buying a scratch-off ticket. You're playing lotto. You know, you're hoping for the best. So, you know, if that's what you're doing and you don't mind throwing away a couple of bucks entertaining yourself, have at it. But if you're saying to yourself, man, I would love to make some money doing this, and I'm not sitting here saying we're guaranteeing anything. Just historically speaking, we have hit at a ridiculous pace, okay? Just college basketball right now, this season, my clients, if you've been with me from the beginning of college basketball to now, that we're talking top-level plays, okay? Guys that are betting the games I'm giving out. Over 72% is hit. Now, the company as a whole, through the free plays and what goes out to the masses, still documented over 62% right now for the year. Those that don't understand those numbers, those are astronomical. Those are real numbers. I mean, we're talking about money that can be made like you've never seen. I've got 4 new players with me this year, brand new players that have made over $1 million with me. Now, granted, and they didn't start off with $100,000 in their account. These were guys that had $5,000 or $10,000 in their bankroll to start, but were willing to use a pretty aggressive progression that we put together for them. And I mean, here we are, you know, 6 months later, counting the money and meeting in Vegas in a week.
I got to get a sofa for the lake house, JR. What's your pick for my on-air pick this week?
I like it. So, all right, you got Purdue taking on Illinois. Purdue has not been good on the road their last 3 games, scoring, I believe, an average of close to only 65 points. Illinois is just, they're a stronger team. They're getting healthy. They're playing well. They're at home. And they've got the height difference. I mean, they got everything going for them. They're only -4.5 points. The line opened 3.5. A lot of the bigger money came in early on Illinois. I believe the public will be on Purdue in this game just for the simple fact that they're 2 games better and, you know, obviously a ranked team. So I think that the public will be on the wrong side of an underdog here, and there's a reason the line is going up with the bigger money coming in on the favorite. Get in Illinois -4.5. That should be an easy one. But look, guys, if you really want to make some money, get my strongest first place. Okay, I'm giving you the NBA game of the week. Two blowouts in a row now if you contacted us. And you don't even have to call. All you got to do, text the word WIN to 545454, and we're going to hit you right back and give you the winner. Again, a huge blowout in the NBA happening tonight. My NBA game of the week, absolutely free. No purchase, no credit card, none of that, guys. No strings attached. Text the word WIN to 545454, and we'll hit you right back with that blowout winner. So let's be safe. Let's have fun. Let's make money during the conference tournaments. And more than anything, guys, let's go out there and let's make some money.
Illinois minus 4.5. Thank you, JR. Have a great weekend. We'll listen for you tomorrow morning at 7 on WWL.